today is Fentanyl Awareness Day, an attempt to educate Americans about that drug, which can be 50 times more potent than heroin. Just 2 milligrams of fentanyl, equal to a few grains of salt, is a potentially lethal dose. And the age of fentanyl's victims are getting younger. Recent research shows that about 22 high schooler-aged kids died every week in the U.S. from overdoses during 2022, primarily driven by fentanyl-laced prescription pills. Valley nonprofit Not My Kid is partnering with Banner Health, the Partnership to End Addiction, PV Schools, the City of Scottsdale, and the Maricopa County Attorney's Office to host a discussion at Pinnacle High School about fentanyl's impact on our community. And Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell, who will be moderating that forum tomorrow, joins us now. Good morning. Thanks for being with us. I mean, we've been aware of fentanyl for a few years now. Are we making progress, or are things going to continue to get worse before they get better? I know some people feel like it's never going to get better.
It certainly can feel that way. I know that we're getting the word out because, you know, we're seeing the needle move in terms of education. And so we're keeping that up. But as far as the amount of fentanyl just pouring over the border, it's just incredible how much is coming over.
And you recently went to the Arizona border, the spot where fentanyl is being brought to our country. What did you learn that maybe you didn't know before?
You know, it just emphasized everything that, you know, you hear. I mean, all roads in Arizona are leading to Maricopa County. You know, we were told that the checkpoints that are normally, you know, operating a lot more are operating 10% of the time because so many of the agents have been pulled off of those and put into the intake centers processing people into our country. I saw evidence of people just backpacking over the border at, you know, not the traditional entryway sites with backpacks full of fentanyl. They're bringing over powder now because you can pack more powder into those. So the pill presses are happening here instead of there now. So it is just unbelievable.
We talked to Sherry Oz, the special agent in charge of the DEA for Phoenix, a couple of months ago, and more than half of all the pills that have been seized across the country last year, fentanyl-laced pills, were seized in Arizona. More than 30% of all the fentanyl powder actually caught here in Arizona. So that's not even, you know, considering the stuff that didn't get grabbed. It's crazy here.
Yeah, that was true last year, and it was true the year before, that over half came through Arizona. So this is ground zero for the fentanyl fight, is our border.
Yeah. Do you have any idea of how much fentanyl is affecting your number of cases you prosecute?
You know, obviously it's the predominant drug that we're seeing. We're seeing the number, the amount go up. You know, just a few years ago, if you had a dealer that had a few hundred pills, that was a mid-level dealer. Now, that's nothing. We're seeing people come over the border with 1 million pills, 800,000 pills. So the amounts are just through the roof. And, you know, as you both know, fentanyl or drug use of any kind drives other criminal behavior, either violence or property crimes to support the habit. And it's so easy to get. You can order it online. You can have it delivered to you. You don't have to go through the steps that you would have had to go through, you know, 20 years ago to get illicit drugs.
It's crazy. It really is. So as we talk with Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell, tell us what you're hoping to accomplish with this fentanyl forum that you'll be moderating tomorrow night.
Yeah, we've been doing these last year. We've done them this year. And, you know, everybody's invited, you know, thanks to Not My Kid and the other partners. It's at Pinnacle High School, but it's not limited to people associated with Pinnacle High School. That's at 3535 East Mayo Boulevard. It starts at 6. Everybody is welcome. Community members, families, kids, and people that work with kids. What we hope to accomplish is to help them understand this is poison. You know, what Sherry Oz will also tell you is that 7 out of 10 pills coming across our border contain a potentially lethal dose.
Yeah.
And they're not mixed evenly. So, you know, the rumor that, oh, I'll just cut it in half, that doesn't reduce the risk because you don't know which half that might be in. And so that parents understand how kids are getting it and can have that conversation, because that conversation could save a life.
And if you want more information about this forum, Fighting Fentanyl Together, of course, you can go to MaricopaCountyAttorney.org, right?
Yes, absolutely. It has the information right up there. And we hope to see a large group of community members out there so that they could not only learn, but they can pass the word.
All right. Once again, that is Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell. By the way, fentanyl, for those who don't know, is finding its way into so many other drugs, cocaine, meth. It's also been mixed with Trank. That's the street name for a veterinary tranquilizer that Narcan has no effect on. So you come across somebody who's overdosing and you give them Narcan, doesn't do anything if it's got Trank in it. Just crazy.